I just want to talk briefly about the right ear, or to be more clear, devotees' habit of touching their right ear when their hands are dirty, with the purpose of thus purifying their ear. There is a Shastric statement that a Vaishnava's ear is like a holy place and is pure because it's always hearing the holy name of the Lord, it's always hearing the glories of the Lord, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore in a situation where one cannot wash one's hands, one can touch one's ear for purification. Now, granted that such emergency measures are there, and that in an emergency that injunction is valid, I often see devotees performing this activity out of habit, not in an emergency, and also not with the type of qualification or adhikar for whom generally this injunction is meant. No doubt that devotees who constantly chant the holy name, who are always absorbed in hearing the Lord's glories, without offense, become a place of pilgrimage, and what to speak of their ear, which is the place through which all of these wonderful sound vibrations pass, also becomes purified. Thus, by touching their ear, their hands also become purified. But we must ask ourselves, is my chanting, is my hearing free of offense? Is my ear therefore really a place of pilgrimage? Or is it just that I wish that it were so? Because my experience is that more often than not, devotees are simply too lazy to either wash their hands when they have to perform achman, because their ear is generally closer than the nearest achman cup or the nearest water sink. We should not perform activities out of laziness, because laziness is a consequence of the mode of ignorance. Neither should we refer to certain scriptural injunctions we may or may not be qualified for just because we're lazy to do those things which are more general and which apply to devotees at large. In other words, the general principle is that, for instance, a devotee comes into a room, bows down, offers obeisances, then wants to offer a stick of incense to the deity. He should do achman, he should wash his hands rather than touching his ear and then offering the incense. Why? Because it's the standard thing to do for everyone. Someone may be very advanced in Krishna consciousness and his ear may be equivalent to the Ganges water, but still setting that type of example is not good for those not so advanced. And because the washing of the hands is the general habit which applies to everyone, therefore that's what devotees should do, unless they are really in some kind of emergency situation and they are thus qualified. So once again, coming back to this principle, sve sve dikara ye nishta, one should perform activities for which one is qualified for. One should follow scriptural injunctions for which one has a qualification. One should not perform activities that are beyond one's qualification, those which are below. Both of these things constitute irreligious activity in the name of religion, and thus one will fall down. So it's incumbent upon us, not just in this example, this is one example, but it's incumbent upon us in all circumstances to be doing the right thing. And generally the right thing is the thing that we have learned in Srila Prabhupada's line as what could be called ISKCON tradition. So if devotees are very eager to touch their hands to their ears, but at the same time after eating they don't wash their hands and mouths. Before and after eating, they don't wash their feet. Then this is also a lopsided Brahminical principle. For instance, I brought up this example because just today I had one devotee who I just observed doing this very same thing that I mentioned, come in the room, bow down to the deities, want to offer incense after touching his ear. And then, of course, I corrected him and said what I just said up to now. And then sometime later on, I went downstairs in his room where he was preparing an offering for the deities. And it was really very, very dirty. It looked like a pig pen. So the general thing, that which applies to everyone, that which is the qualification of a Brahmin, is socham. Socham means keep your room clean, keep your clothes neat and tidy, wash with water, bathe regularly. These are the standard qualifications and behavior of a Brahmin. We should not become too distracted by elaborate rituals that take us nowhere just for the purpose of impressing others, being far out, esoteric, or super Brahminical, when we are not even basic Brahminical. Jnana vijnanam ashtikam. So aside from tapasocham, really being austere and clean, devotees should have knowledge and practical application of knowledge. That will make them real Brahmanas, not esoteric rituals. Hare Krishna.